Elizabeth Barrett is a wife, mother, grandmother, licensed marriage and family therapist, educator, eavesdropper, and emotion worker. She uses all these skills to address the subjects that we grapple with in this conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. Happy Tuesday, Elizabeth.
Happy Tuesday, Tyler.
Happy Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely, it is a Happy Giving Tuesday. I was thinking, you know, in this weekly's introduction, just to say I am a giver to certain groups on Giving Tuesday.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
First of all, before we get started, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was very nice. We had a full house. We had intermittent rains. We had time to get a hike in. Everyone ate well. Everyone was well behaved.
Wonderful.
Yeah. How about you?
I went back to Texas. It was great. It was a big family Dallas Thanksgiving. It was so fun. Did all the things, all the family meal, all the fun, all the football. Went out, had some drinking with my cousins, which was great. Went out with some friends, had a little bit of a family argument in there. Went to church with my mom. I feel like we covered it all, and then I flew back to get back to work. So
yeah,
I felt like
did.
It was everything that was supposed to happen on a Thanksgiving holiday happened.
Yeah, quintessential, a little piece of everything.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So here we are on Giving Tuesday. Is that what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I realized when I was coming up with kind of the topics for today that I've been on following a theme for the last few weeks, because we talked about preparing for Thanksgiving and going into the holidays with a game plan. And then last week we talked about forgiveness and how forgiving is very good for our soul and helps to free us for new opportunities and allows us space to actually feel gratitude, because if we're harboring a lot of tension or anger or resentment, you really have a hard time truly experiencing gratitude because it blocks that positive energy. And then this week I wanted to talk about Giving Tuesday and what it is to give of yourself, either your time or your money, and how that helps our mental health or well-being. And so, yeah, so I guess this is the triumvirate of the giving themes for the last few weeks.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. And I don't know if I didn't actually realize there was a history to Giving Tuesday. I thought it just kind of popped up.
I thought the exact same thing, that it just popped up like a few years ago, Cyber Monday became a thing.
Exactly.
Right?
It was, and it was actually the antidote for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But it started in 2012, and it was an intentional hashtag experiment, I guess, for this group called the 92nd Street Y, which is a cultural community center located in New York City in Manhattan. And the 92nd Street Y got together with the United Nations Federation and decided to kind of just throw out into the social media sphere this idea, hashtag Giving Tuesday, to help raise awareness about all the nonprofits and charities that need help. And that first year in 2012, they logged overall in the country, we logged $10 million in donations.
Wow.
Just on a viral hashtag. And then in 2013, $28 million went to nonprofits. And last year, $380 million.
That's quite the leap. Okay.
Quite a leap. 4 million donors jumped in there and together pledged $380 million. And also to keep it in comparison, that's a great number, especially having just kind of been driven by this small group in New York City that said, hey, how about that for a thing on a Tuesday? But overall, do you know the United States people, individuals, this is not corporate donations, but as individuals in this country, we donate over $292 billion every year to nonprofits and charities.
Well, that makes us feel pretty good about ourselves right now.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't
it feels, it feels good to be part of something bigger than ourselves, because I think it can be a little daunting or feel like it's not helpful if we can only throw a dollar or two or 10 into the pot of an organization. But when your dollar or two or 10 is thrown in there with 292 billion other dollars, then you start to see real significant change and impact happening. And I think that's important to remember, because we all have a limit to what we can afford to donate or give at any certain period of time. And we want to make sure that those few dollars that we can donate are used wisely. But it's nice to know that if there's a lot of us thinking and feeling the same way, then when we all come together, the change happens. And right before the show started, I actually threw $10 into the pot for Wikipedia because I utilize it constantly.
Oh, I feel so bad. I never donate to them, and I use them all the time.
Well, you have your chance today. You have a chance today because they're making a big push, and they make it easy with PayPal because I do. I feel like I use them quite often. And public radio is another thing, you know, that we get to utilize and tap into on a regular basis, and we're a nonprofit as a public radio station. So I want to talk about kind of the overall theme of Giving Tuesday, and I want to ask, what is it that people give to, what organizations, and why do they give to them? Do you have regular groups that you donate to, or?
I don't.
Okay.
You know, especially being in journalism, I kind of stay away from a lot of things, but I do donate my time a lot in different ways. And recently I emceed an event that was a fundraiser for the Access Support Network. They were a guest on Central Coast Voices. They asked me to come in. They do support services for HIV and Hep C. And they were trying to raise money for a mobility van to go around and provide testing and services. And I learned so much through them. So this is not an endorsement from KCBX. It's my own giving that I did today. But I did a donation today. And then I also did it in my parents' name because I thought I could also give something for the holidays that was a giving. Then I also was helping. And then I was also informing at the same time. So it felt like a trifecta.
Yeah.
So that was my giving today.
And so how do you feel?
I feel good. I initially got, when I got on, I punched in a big number and then I said, I don't have that much money. And so I bumped it down a little bit, but I still felt like I gave today. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, you see the donate things on Facebook and I try to jump in, especially when a friend donates their birthday to a cause or something that really connects to your heart. But there was something interesting today about it. I sat down on my computer and I was like, no, I'm going to give today. You know, especially because of the holiday season, I do a lot of buying for myself over the season instead of other people. I'm really selfish. So,
so you're trying to counteract that.
I did a lot of Christmas shopping for myself. So I wanted to give back a little bit and I really supported the cause and I put a little call up there on Facebook.
And that's what I want to keep reiterating throughout the entire hour is that whatever it is we give joins a lot of other giving. And our country is the most generous country in the world overall as far as individuals tithing or putting aside money or donating to causes. And, you know, you might have heard that the kind of the common number that's out there is 10% that we're supposed to aim for being able to give 10% of our income to groups that we find worthy. And if you can't do that, then that dollar a day idea. With my daughters, when they were young, we gave them an allowance. That wasn't allowance for doing chores. Chores were what you did because you were part of the family. That was never no pay for play for the chores thing.
Families were very similar in that regard. Yeah.
Everyone does their chores. But we wanted to have a little spending money before they were old enough to get jobs. And so they always had an allotment of money each month. And they had to put aside a certain amount towards giving. And so at the end of the year, they got to choose an organization to give to. And my younger daughter loved to give to WWF, World Wildlife Federation. Because you always got a stuffed animal. So I would go along with it because it was still in the act of giving and she felt good about it. But trying to kind of teach them, you know, that joy of actually saving up money and then giving it away and not always saving up for something for themselves. And the whole yesterday in class, it was in my family psychology class, we were talking about parenting and how we, you know, model and develop the skills in our children that we want them to have as adults. And actually the value of community service or of giving to others is something that you have to model and teach your children. And young children are usually naturally very big on sharing. I mean, maybe not their toys, but they like to feel like they belong. They like to have done something nice. They like to feel they've accomplished something. And so the research has shown that families who make community service and the practice of making donations part of their family model or their family routine, their children are more likely to go on and be charitable for the rest of their life. And we must have done something very well with this last generation of parents because research shows that this generation of millennials and the Gen Zs coming up are the most generous and most heavily volunteering generation since the greatest generation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So whatever that parenting value that has been kind of set into the millennials and the Gen Zs is really paying off, because we're seeing them take part and participate and donate money at greater rates than any generations in probably three, right? So it'd be the greatest generation, then the boomers, then the Xers. And so three generations have gone by, and now we've got a new resurgence of really thoughtful, caring, involved individuals. And when you translate that community service or giving of yourself or giving of your money into your own personal lives, the research absolutely backs up that people who are charitable have lower rates of heart disease, have lower blood pressure, have lower incidence of mood disorders, are more likely to see the world through this kind of positive attitude, have stronger friendships, have a greater sense of well-being, find more meaning and purpose in their life. I mean, if you wanted to set up someone and say, how do I take care of my mental health and well-being, the obvious answer is give.
That's why we're both glowing today.
Yes, we're both feeling it. So that's kind of the pitch for why we want to pay attention to this active giving and not just write it off as another hashtag or, you know, a Facebook frenzy or whatever. However you get your information or the news, you start to feel guilt about having to give. It really has emotional benefits in much greater levels than shopping does. You know, and that's another interesting thing, is that we tend to believe this story that what makes us feel well are the things we have, like our own comfort or a home or a place to sleep or a car or our job or nice things or a comfy sweater. But that only satisfies us in a very small way. It really doesn't support our mental health and well-being overall. Because if you look at research of people who have literally nothing, who would be considered poverty-stricken in some countries that, you know, live on less than a dollar a day, they have a higher happiness quotient and well-being quotient and mental health quotient than people in our country who have access to things or comfort. And so that points again to the fact that when we give of ourselves, when we are charitable, even when we think we have nothing to give, when we are charitable, we actually enhance our mental health and well-being in ways far more effective than material goods and the comforts we think we need to have.
Cool. I'm excited to see what other people have to say today about who else everybody gives to.
Absolutely. We're going to put it out there. What is your cause? What or who do you give money to? And why do you give money to them? And if you're a nonprofit and you want to plug yourself, well, we'd like to hear from you as well. Our number is 805-781-3875. This is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. And you can also be part of the conversation by checking out our Instagram, which is Elizabeth_TRT, and our Facebook page, The Reluctant Therapist. I want to keep plugging them because I've given over the assignment of my social media to my daughters, and it is far better than it's ever been. And I'd love for people to keep up with the show and see the posts and be able to add your comments. You can also send me an email to Elizabeth@TheReluctantTherapist.com. Listen to previous shows at kcbx.org. And you can podcast our show if you can't always catch us on Tuesdays at 2. Go to Apple Podcasts or your podcast app on your phone, or ask your kids how to find the podcast. Look for A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. Hit subscribe and the show will be uploaded. You can listen on your next hike around town. So I am interested to see where we go today. It is Giving Tuesday. You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. We'll be back to take your calls.
I want to live. I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give that keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and this is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist, and it is Giving Tuesday. And I'm curious to know, who are you giving to if you are giving today? And what causes do you support? Why? Why are they important to you? You know, San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara and Monterey counties have more nonprofit organizations than any other counties in California, and I would hold us up against about any other state in the United States. There are a lot of places to give locally, but then there are all the national organizations and worldwide organizations. How do you best give your support to others? 805-781-3875 is the number to be part of our conversation. And when I was doing the research about this show, a lot of the Giving Tuesday information was kind of connected to or in contrast to Black Friday and Cyber Monday and the growth of those 2 days around consumerism and holiday sales and, you know, the frenzy around being out at 2 a.m. to buy Christmas goods. And sure enough, I came upon this website called Black Friday Death Count, which is very dark. And of course, I had to look at it, even though I was trying to just stay with the Giving Tuesday theme. I went down this dark hole of the Black Friday death counts. And between 2006 and 2018, there 12 people have died in over 44 incidents in shopping centers, malls, stores around the country, and 117 people have been injured. So the mere act of consumerism can be bad for our health. And conversely, giving of our time and our money to other organizations can be good for our health. So where do you give? 805-781-3875. Hi, Charlie, you're on the air.
Actually, I was inspired by the TED talk about what movements really inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, two of the things I'm, there's a lot of things I'm working on now is I threw a few shekels towards KCBX.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
Because that's something I really believe in. It reaches out to the community and the thing. The other organization I'm going to be supporting today is the California Native Plant Society. I think what that does, it takes the Roger Torrey Peterson view towards nature.
Okay.
If people he started with birds, but it expands to flowers and scenery as well, is if people know something about it, they come to appreciate it.
Yes.
If they come to appreciate it, they come to love it.
Yes.
And then they stand up and defend.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
And the California Native Plant Society focuses on getting out and enjoying nature, particularly flowers, overcoming plant blindness, and it's a positive. It's a positive. Get out and enjoy, and then support.
I love it. Thank you, Charlie. And what name the organization once again?
California Native Plant Society.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes, and we have our local chapter in San Luis Obispo. Chapter meets first Thursdays at the Vets Hall.
All right, Charlie. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for participating in Giving Tuesday. And Tori, you're on the air. Are you there?
I'm calling. Yes, I'm here.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm calling because I
You're breaking up a little. Let's try that once again. Are you on your cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now you sound better. And who do you support today on Giving Tuesday? Are you still there?
Oh, no. Yeah, sorry. Gotta love cell phones.
All right, we'll try once again. Who is it you're supporting today on Giving Tuesday?
Echo Homeless Shelter in Atascadero.
And why is this a program that you support?
They do really good work. I actually work with them through my lot of stuff with them. But right now in my office, we do a giving tree with children that are staying there. Mm-hmm. They all fill out a little angel, and we hang them on a tree and our patients come in and take an angel and buy the kids what they have on their list for Christmas.
Beautiful. Tori, thank you for supporting Echo and for supporting Giving Tuesday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This is A Conversation with the Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. Our number is 805-781-3875. And we're talking about Giving Tuesday. And the question out today is, who do you give to? What organizations do you support? And why? Why is it important to you to give to these organizations? What do they have and offer that you find valuable? 805-781-3875. Is this salty?
Yes, this is Salty. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you today?
You know, I'm fortunate. I'm kind of blessed. Yourself?
I like that. Today is a good day, Salty. If I can be on the air chatting, it's a good day.
That's great.
So what organization do you support and why?
An organization called Transitions Mental Health, TMHA.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, their homeless outreach team is the one that has helped me the most, but I try to, you know, I do my donation to, you know, sort of anonymously to the larger thing. But I give a lot of my time and energy as well to try to make sure that they have a positive outcome in what they're doing.
Can you talk about how they've helped you?
So, I suffer from a childhood affective PTSD. As a kid, I was really badly treated by some Catholic officials, as well as people in my family of origin.
Mm-hmm.
And after I quit drinking, I was able to start thinking straight, and I started asking therapists for help because I realized my thoughts were kind of out of place sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only ones I could find who would help a guy like me who had very few resources and was kind of hard to interact with sometimes. I'm a little bit more poems than professional sometimes. You know, I'm kind of a poet.
Okay.
And the people at Transitions were able to meet me where I was and really help me get a grip on how to be a regular sort of interacting individual. And so I'm gaining they've put my feet beneath me in a real good way just by creating a support network and a team around me to give me a vision of how to move forward in life. And part of that is you know, a peer support sort of thing, you know. And so the peer support system where each one helps, you know, the best way to help yourself is to try to help other people, mm-hmm. sort of scenario.
So you have a community and it's not just you alone.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really the biggest part to it is you know, that Transitions runs a bunch of they help a lot of people in all kinds of situations, especially people who need a lot of supportive care because my family of origin didn't give me the home training necessary to be a normal sort of citizen. Well, Transitions saw that as more what has been called a disability. They saw it more as a set of abilities that would give me an opportunity to move forward. And, you know, looking at things in that real non-judgmental manner. Sorry, I'm in a parking lot. And so I also wanted to give a shout out. I'm in the parking lot to the YMCA here. And you said that the Giving Tuesday started out with the 98th Street Y, and that sounds a lot like the YMCA in New York City. And so I'm at the YMCA right now, which is also a really positive organization. But Transitions Mental Health is the one that I came to give a shout out to, because if it weren't for Transitions Mental Health, I wouldn't feel comfortable in a diverse environment like the YMCA, where there's a lot of stuff going on. I have social anxiety, and so being able to interact comfortably and get a workout and be healthy, I wasn't able to do that before I started getting some therapy.
Salty, I love your story, and I appreciate the love you're sharing for Transitions Mental Health, because it's always great to know that there are organizations out there that you can turn to and that actually make a difference in a life.
Thank you. What's your name again? I'm sorry, I have a bad memory.
That's okay, Salty. I'm Elizabeth, and I'm the Reluctant Therapist, and I hope you'll call it again and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you. In fact, I kind of want to come and volunteer sometime at KCBX. In the past, I've had experiences in audio tech, and so
maybe I'll
come around there.
Absolutely. We are always looking for volunteers because we, as well, are a nonprofit. So thank you, Salty, for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist, and I am Elizabeth Barrett. And our number is 805-781-3875. And I'm opening these phone lines today. If you have a charity, a nonprofit that you support, that you feel passionate about, and you'd like to share, then now's a great time to call in and see if you can put the word out and get some support during this Giving Tuesday. As I mentioned earlier in the show, this program started in 2012, and it was started by a cultural and community center in New York City, 92nd Street Y, which, interestingly, Salty said it sounded like the YMCA, and I thought it was as well, but they actually aren't connected to the YMCA, but they organization's full name is the Young Men's and Young Women's Hebrew Association in Manhattan, in New York City. So this group just threw out the hashtag on a Tuesday in 2012, and it has become something that has now brought in over $380 million last year. So what group do you support? 805-781-3875. And April, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, I was just calling to let you know the charity I'm donating to.
Please tell me.
It's called Pathpoint, and it's a company, a nonprofit that supports adults with developmental and mental disabilities.
And where are they located?
They're all throughout Southern California. We have an office here in SLO and in North County and down in Lompoc.
And
we're in Ventura, Bakersfield, L.A., Santa Barbara.
All over. And,
yep.
And why do you support this organization? What is it about Pathpoint that you feel passionate about?
Well, I think it's important that we support adults with developmental disabilities. I know that when these individuals are younger, it's sometimes a cause that many more people want to support. And a lot of adults with behavioral health are scary. And some people just think they are out on the streets and are crazy, but really they need support and funding to get them treatment and get them into a place that they can be safe and secure.
Yes. Making sure that everyone has some place of comfort over the holidays and in other parts of their life.
Yes, exactly.
So Pathpoint is your organization.
Yep.
And do they have just a direct donation website?
You can just go onto the website. If you just Google Pathpoint, our homepage comes up, and there's a donate tab on there.
Fantastic. April, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Elizabeth Barrett. Our number is 805-781-3875, and we're talking about giving, nonprofits, and charities. And did you ever wonder the difference between a nonprofit and a charity? Because when I started writing my intro for today, I was using the term charities quite a bit. And I thought, well, I don't know if we always are giving to charities because although all charities are nonprofit, not all nonprofits are charities, which means that technically nonprofits to qualify as a nonprofit have to be sure that none of their net income, none of the corporation's net profit from donations or membership fees or business activities throughout the year will benefit any individuals, that it continues to benefit the organization as a whole or whoever they're serving. And then charities, on the other hand, tend to be direct service organizations to a cause or either the environment or non-humans or humans who are in need. So where do you donate your money? What's important to you? Hi, Victor.
Hi, yeah.
How are
Victor.
You?
Good.
What's on
Thanks.
Your mind today?
Yeah. You know, I just wanted to say, hey, I'm into this nonprofit called Sunwork Solar.
Okay.
And I've been volunteering, setting up solar systems on people's houses, so and I think that's a really good thing to do to kind of keep the greenhouse gases down and hopefully cut down on global warming, doing my part.
How did you find this organization, and why do they? Are they giving solar panels for free? What is it they do?
What they're doing is installing solar on people's houses that the bigger companies wouldn't, because their solar bill isn't quite so high.
Mm-hmm.
And they're keeping the price down by having volunteer labor.
Oh, okay.
So they've got one gentleman that heads up the projects, and he's been doing this for quite a while. And then we just get volunteers out there to lift the solar panels up. So people pay a price that is reasonable.
So that more people can access not only the benefits of the solar panels, but the cost benefits as well.
Exactly.
And is this a national organization, Victor, or is it just local?
No, it's in California.
Okay.
And mostly in the Bay Area, and came down here, I'm not sure exactly how long ago, but I found them at the Earth Day, not this last one, but the year before.
So you've been involved for a while.
So, yeah, I get out there when I can and help out with the with some solar installations.
I like that. I can hear your passion, Victor. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I have one more shout-out for Transitions Mental Health, who are helping my brother out quite a bit. So,
fantastic.
Challenge anybody to support them as well.
I love that. And you're my second call for Transitions Mental Health, so they must be doing good work.
They are.
Thanks for calling in. Enjoy your Giving Tuesday.
All right. Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
Our number is 805-781-3875. Sharon, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Who do you support?
Thank you. Well, our local resource offices. We have a resource office now in Los Osos through Los Osos Cares, a 501c3. El Morro Bay has a resource office as a city service. And in Cambria, Cambria Connections. Now, all three resource offices do all kinds of outreach, supporting community dinners, gathering donations, and then we work with food bank and go to different food bank sites and hand out a resource list and engage people. So I'm just real passionate about supporting our local resource offices.
So is the, and I might be ignorant here, Sharon, but is local resource offices an entity unto itself, or are you talking about different local resources?
Correct. They're entities unto themselves. The Los Osos Resource Center is run by Los Osos Cares, a 501c3,
okay,
that also support community dinners and a coalition meeting every other month where we get together and talk about local needs. And then Morro Bay is a city service where we do a similar outreach. And then, of course, Cambria Connections is has Capsule and all sorts of agencies there. So between the three of us, we're virtually a region out here on the coast and can use all the support we can get.
How do people find these organizations if they wanted to help out with local resources or getting access for others?
Los Osos Cares is online. Their number is 805-592-2701. Mm-hmm. Morro Bay is also online under Community Resource Connections with an S.net, 805-225-1991. And Cambria Connections is also online.
Fantastic. And so I would imagine that all other areas in San Luis County and Santa Barbara County and Monterey County, if you were to look or Google local resources, you would also find different agencies in each of these communities.
Hopefully. That's the aim. That's the goal, is have this kind of outreach going on in every community. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like a hub.
Yes. And it becomes almost like a person-to-person way of giving.
That's what we do. Ours is all about one-to-one outreach. We go to all the food bank distribution programs out here and hand out a resource list and engage people.
Fantastic. Sharon, thank you for your generosity, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. And the question today is, who do you support? What organizations, nonprofits do you give to, and why? Why are they important to you? Today is Giving Tuesday. You can put in a plug. We'd love to hear from you. 805-781-3875. We'll be back in a moment to continue our calls. You get your money. I'll get my friends. Hard living. Forgiven in the end. You got your troubles, I got mine. On a clear day I can read your mind. Ooh, it's like a battlefield inside. You gotta give a little love. Give a little love, give a little love, to get a little love, give a little love, give a little love. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. Our number is 805-781-3875. Margie, thanks for waiting. What group do you support and why?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi. I am advocating for and donating to CASA,
okay,
Court-Appointed Special Advocates. My daughter is one of the supervisors, trainers, and then several of my friends are the advocates who are trained to go to court and supervise and give courage and help to youngsters whose parents are in the system. And the stories I hear are very tragic, and I really believe in CASA. And I also wanted, so I give regularly to them. I also wanted to say that my daughter, who is brain damaged, is at Pathpoint and has been there for years. And Pathpoint is just amazing, incredible, amazing.
And you heard we got a call from them.
For her.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, so there's two places, but there's so many others, and I know you have other calls.
I do. I appreciate those. But I want you to know, Margie, we also had another person calling in on behalf of Pathpoint, so they must be doing good work.
Oh, they're the best. They're just, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling
I don't
in.
Have words.
Thank you for supporting. I love your passion, Margie. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And Tammy, you're on the air. Who are you supporting and why today?
I'm calling in for PCPA. Kitty Bailey asked me to give a call in, but she's on stage right now performing. But I just wanted to, no one's really been talking about the arts. And so
let's talk about it.
I just want to emphasize, you know, with the cutback in spending for the schools, you know, the art community here is trying to provide various arts opportunities for our children to have these kinds of experiences. And PCPA, you know, besides being a theater that has performances, we also are a conservatory training kids to get not only in front on stage, but behind the scenes in technical positions that, you know, will take them far and wide and continue on their creative pathways.
And what kind of support does PCPA need? Outside of, you know, the work they're doing, giving performances. And by the way, we saw Kitty in Little Mermaid this weekend, and she was fabulous, and the show is fabulous. So thank you to PCPA.
And I would push the show, but we've got limited seats left at this point. You know, PCPA, you know, we're always trying to raise money because not only are we, you know, the ticket revenue only covers a portion of it. You know, mm-hmm. we do a lot of fundraising throughout the community and have some support, but, you know, we're competing with everything, and every cause is a good cause. So
it is hard to know where to put that money, but it's nice to know that the money donated to PCPA stays then within the community and offering access to the arts for local children, right?
Right. And, you know, even Kitty started this program a couple of years ago called PCPA Reads, where our students and the actors go out into the schools and then one day and they read to over 11,000 kids, you know, these books, and they're very animated, and it's so much fun, and it's just the greatest day, and it just brings a little bit more of that out into the world.
Fantastic. So let's hear it for the arts and support for PCPA.
Well, thank you. PCPA.org.
Thank you, Tammy. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
This is a conversation with a reluctant therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, and today is Giving Tuesday. And if you didn't hear at the start of the show, this was started in 2012. In the first year, just a hashtag went out by this organization, the United Nations Federation, and the 92nd Street Y in New York City just threw up a hashtag. Giving Tuesday is kind of an antidote to the over-consuming of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And in the first year, $10 million went to organizations around the country. And last year in 2018, $380 million went out to organizations around the country. We are a giving community. We are a giving people. And even if you don't have large amounts of money to donate, every little bit clearly adds to the donation pot and becomes quite significant. Overall, throughout the year, every year, American citizens donate $292 billion to organizations of their choice. And that's quite something. So get involved. Giving Tuesday. If there is an organization you support and would like to share or give a plug to, our number is 805-781-3875. And Emily, you're on the air. What group do you support and why?
Hi, I'm with Camp Natoma today on Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
And Camp Natoma, we want to get kids outside and away from their screens and their sedentary life and connect them to the great outdoors here on the Central Coast.
And for full disclosure, I am a part of Camp Natoma, so I do want to say that up front, that my family's been supporting Camp Natoma for over 25 years, and both of my girls grew up going to camp. So we feel passionate about Natoma, but why should other people donate? Why is Natoma a worthy cause?
Well, I think there's two components, in my opinion. The first is its longevity here on the Central Coast. It's been here since 1941, serving primarily youth in San Luis Obispo County and giving them an opportunity to explore their independence, gain all these important social skills, and more so over the course of the last, 78 years, the importance to being outside and the rejuvenating mental health aspects, physical health and social skills, just something they don't necessarily get anywhere else. We're one of two summer camps on the Central Coast that even offer kind of an outdoor experience like this. And being outdoors and being away with a new social environment giving to Friends of Camp Natoma can help specifically for a campership to help a child that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford the experience, or a donation can go straight into the maintenance of our 360-acre camp and its old facility and keeping it ready to go for kids.
What are some special projects that Camp Natoma is working on to kind of keep camps current?
Camp Natoma, we try to keep it rustic, so we're not building up and glamorous. We're maintaining our infrastructure. We're fixing those important things like the water lines and the water system. We are keeping our dining hall modern and sanitary procedures and equipment like dishwashers and stainless steel countertops and keeping our pool in top-notch condition that needs to cool off the kids in the hot Paso summers.
And so if people want to learn more about Camp Natoma, how do they find you?
Yeah, Camp Natoma, we're on the web. It's Camp Natoma, NATOMA.org. And we're doing, Giving Tuesday campaign. You'll see it on there. But there's lots of ways to get involved, whether it's by donating or by getting involved to come out and help with the facilities or donate their time to work with the camp program in another way.
Fantastic. Emily, thanks for your hard work, and thank you for supporting Friends of Camp Natoma.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great Giving Tuesday.
Thank you. This is A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. Our number is 805-781-3875. If you have an organization that you would like to plug or talk about who you're giving money to and why, what's important to you, give us a call. 805-781-3875. Cindy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Oh, I'm calling because I'm volunteer with the Special Olympics, and it's an awesome program, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. And I do that during the summer with the golf tournaments and then once a year for the Special Olympics. So my friend Michael Laura got me involved. He runs it here in Slo County. It's a great program.
How long have you been involved, and why did you initially get involved?
I think this is my third year. And it's through a friend. He just kind of, hey, you should come out and join the track, kind of thing, because we run as a running group together. And did that, and absolutely it turned out to be my favorite day of the year helping. And then recently he asked me to help out with the golf. So I got to go to two golf tournaments, and I partner up with one of the athletes, and it's just turned out to be a wonderful time for me. They give back because they're so much fun to be around.
Well, and you just gave an example of why giving is such a powerful gift and resource, because it helps your mental health as much as it helps the organizations or people that you're giving to. Because I can hear in your voice how much this experience means to you.
Yes, Absolutely. It's awesome.
And if
I can't beat it.
And if people want to get involved in Special Olympics or give a donation, I'd imagine there's a local and a national organization.
Yes. And I, you know what, I wish I had that information on me, but I'm pretty sure you can just go to specialolympics.org and you'd find all the information to volunteer and all the different, you can volunteer in, you know, any group you want, or like, a, you know, if you want to do golf or softball. I mean, there's tons of different things that the athletes do.
Fantastic. So, and I noticed you also mentioned CASA. So we have a few plugs for CASA as well.
Yeah, and I just got, I just did a gift on that, so that was kind of fun this year through our real estate company, Haven Properties, and yeah, they are gifting to all the, a lot of the kids there, so that's a great thing to do also.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cindy. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Thank you.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's nice to see the phones lighting up.
They're lighting up, and I want to get right back to those calls. I was just thinking, and with all these people are calling in and suggesting all these places that they love giving to. I mentioned to you earlier, it was really interesting. Someone shared with me that they're so overwhelmed on Giving Tuesday that what do you do if you don't have a lot of money to give on Dizzy Tuesday? Any advice for the people out there that are maybe thinking, oh, it's too hard on my pocketbook this time?
Well, I understand, because finances are a tricky thing. It's also a very personal thing that, you know, we all have to understand what our comfort level is with the amount of money we have or what we can afford to give or if we don't have any. And there's two suggestions I had. One is, of course, time is as valuable as dollars. And for all of these organizations, the gift of time is incredible. And it also, that gift of time gives you a way of feeling like you have meaning and purpose in your life. If you really want to be able to give the money part, then I would suggest starting your own fund at home, even if it's a quarter a day or a dollar a day, and you just kind of set it aside till you get some money that you feel like is worthy of a donation. Of course, any amount is worthy, but if you just kind of put aside that jar on the table, and if there's change that goes in it, and then maybe every 6 months or every year you pull that together, and then you can really make a ritual out of that donation.
I love that change idea. I keep a change jar. Super cool. All right.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. And our number is 805-781-3875. Back to the phones. And Janet, thanks for calling in. Are you there, Janet?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. What's on your mind? What group do you support?
I would like to put in a plug for Planned Parenthood of the Central Coast.
Okay.
Planned Parenthood has been taking a lot of hits with uninformed people, and I just think that the service they provide is 98% health care for people who are low income, and it's so important what they do. Mm-hmm. And the other part, when an abortion is necessary, you know, it needs to be a service that's available to women, and women will never be equal in pay or any other way until we have control over our own bodies.
So Planned Parenthood is important to you?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's local organizations and the Planned Parenthood Federation. I just lost Janet. But Janet says Planned Parenthood is where her Giving Tuesday money is going. Thank you for calling. And Molly, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. I wanted to plug the organization Earth Shine.
Okay.
They're based out of Paso Robles, and they're nonprofit, and they are just wonderful. They go out to the different communities all the way from Santa Margarita down to Napomo, and they do, I believe, a cleanup once a month, every second Saturday. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I try to go as often as I can, and it's just so great. You know, they get down and dirty. They have the bags, and they have picker-uppers, and, you know, the little handle things to pick up the trash with, and they just go around. They try to stay away from the beaches because those are kind of covered, but pretty much everywhere else within the communities that need to be cleaned up a little bit.
And how did you get involved with Earthshine?
One of my best friends is the founder, Mike Campa, out of Paso Robles.
Wonderful. And what do you think inspired Mike to start this?
Oh, I think he's amazing. I think that he just thought of it one day and he just put it into motion. It's only been about a couple years, I think, if that, and they're doing really well. They're growing, but they need all the help that they can get. You can just come and help, or you can go to the earthshine.org website and donate there.
Fantastic. Molly, thank you for calling in. I love your enthusiasm. Call anytime.
Thanks. Happy Giving Tuesday.
Happy Giving Tuesday, honey. And Janet, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your organization?
Is this Elizabeth?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the work that you're doing for Giving Tuesday. And I'm a board member for the Boys and Girls Club of the Mid-Central Coast, and I'm putting a plug in. We're serving over 8,000 kids up and down the Central Coast, and we just merged last year with the North County Paso Robles, and we opened a new place in Chandon.
Wow.
And we're hoping to open a couple more. So please give, and thank you again for your work.
But Janet, don't hang up too quick. What inspired you to give of your time and yourself to the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, okay. Well, to be really blunt, I've worked with a lot of nonprofits, and this is really one of the few nonprofits that I have found has given almost 100% of the money to the kids.
Wow.
So it's really, you know, the money's going where it says it's going, and I think that's why I volunteer as a board member, give of my own money, and then plug it on KCBX.
Fantastic. Janet, thank you for your support, and thanks for plugging Boys and Girls Club, and I'm sure the website is boysandgirlsclub.org?
Mid-Central Coast.
Mid-Central Coast.
And that supports the local kids from Santa Maria to San Miguel.
All right. Fantastic. Janet, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Our number is 805-781-3875. As we are coming to a close, make sure you get that call in. Leo, thanks for your efforts with the Paso Robles Youth Arts Foundation.
Yes.
Yes. Why do you support the Paso Robles Youth Arts Foundation?
Well, ma'am, we provide free classes in the visual and performing arts for kids ages 5 up to 18 at no cost to families. We provide everything from ballet, tap, hip-hop, dance, art levels, basically from ages 5 to 18. We do theater, performance, band, drums, piano, you name it.
I had never heard of this organization.
Yep, fantastic organization. I'm very proud to be the current board president. I have an amazing team of staff that works there full-time, a great board of directors, and a bunch of amazing kids that do some amazing things at no cost to their parents.
And how can people get involved, and how can families access these classes?
They can go to our website, which is www.pasorobles.org, or they can Google us by just typing in Paso Robles Youth Arts Foundation. Our staff is there during the day, and they can either enroll their students in the next semester classes or come by and see a production. We do a couple different productions throughout the year. Couple different fundraisers, which are also a lot of fun, and it's a great place to be.
Fantastic. Thank you, Leo. Thank you for teaching me how to teaching me about your organization, Paso Robles Youth Arts Foundation. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And Nick, you're on the air. What is the group you support and why?
I am the CEO of Habitat for Humanity for San Luis Obispo County.
Nice to meet you.
We work all over the county. We do neighborhood revitalization. We do home preservation often for seniors and low-income families in need. And we're also in the process of starting a 9-home build in Paso Robles.
Wow.
So we're just serving families that are deserving and that are in need of long-term sustainable housing that they actually own. And that's a big difference between what we do and other organizations.
And I would imagine Habitat likes human help and financial help.
We take it all. Anything we can get. All of the above. Yeah, but we really, part of what we do, most of what we do is volunteer-based. And without our volunteers in our restores, which are our retail stores, and also in anything we do from office work all the way to our builds, is from the goodness and kindness of our volunteers. But we do, the only way that we're able to exist is through financial support from the community and those strategic partnerships as well. And that's what really, the relationships is what really makes it happen. And that's what's so special about San Luis Obispo County.
I love it, Nick. Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely right.
Thanks for calling in. Enjoy your Giving Tuesday. And we're going to give Yvonne the last call. You got 30 seconds. Yvonne, what is your group of choice?
Hi, my group of choice is to help horses out of kill pens. Mm.
And what's the organization?
Well, I have an animal sanctuary called All Creatures Rescue, mm-hmm. but I'm not nonprofit. I just do it on my own money. But I also help get these horses homed out of the kill pens and taken in some.
Wow, Yvonne, that is a heart-centered work that you are doing. So I would imagine animal rescue then is important to you with Woods Humane Society and different organizations that do animal rescue.
Yeah, I just think there's so many wonderful organizations here in San Luis County.
Fantastic.
Not just for animals, but for people too.
I agree. We are gifted with many kind-hearted souls here.
There is, and it's really fun just to listen to everyone's stories.
Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being a part of Giving Tuesday. And thank you all for calling in. I just want to, as we wrap things up, remind you that KCBX is also a nonprofit. You can donate by visiting kcbx.org. Look for the Donate Now tab so we can continue doing the work we do day in and day out. I'm Elizabeth Barrett. You can find previous shows at kcbx.org, podcast our show. Send me an email to elizabeth@thereluctanttherapist.com. I love to hear from you. Check us out on our Instagram, Elizabeth_TRT, and our Facebook page. And as always, I appreciate you supporting Central Coast Public Radio KCBX. We'll be back next Tuesday at 2.
Give a little